Welcome to Empower Talks, the podcast where empowerment takes center stage. No fancy edits, no scripted conversations, just real and authentic discussions. I'm your host, Christina. Join me and amazing guests who are generously sharing their insight to inspire and uplift. Empower Talks is more than a podcast. So join us because it's your catalyst for unleashing your inner awesome. It's another episode. What? Episode 16, y'all. I cannot believe. We made it this far, y'all. Y'all don't even know. I can't even believe we made it this far. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. Okay. Okay. Well. Listen, y'all, I know it's been a little bit of some time, so I want to make sure I say hello. Hope y'all are doing wonderful. I miss y'all, you know, my pleasantries, my greetings. I miss y'all. I do. A lot has been going on. Quick update, just so you know why the absence in no podcast episode. I mean, first I was sick, so I don't even like to say I'm sick. I like to say God is cleaning out my insides. But while he was cleaning out my insides, y'all, it took me out. I was in the bed. I wasn't feeling well. Jesus was clean, you know. Yeah. Jesus was handling me and God was cleaning out my insides and Holy Spirit was keeping me sane through it. And then there's just been a lot of change and a lot of transition. And we're going to talk about that, actually, because, y'all, today's episode, it is called Empowering Through Self-Reflection, okay? Empowering Through Self-Reflection. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for getting here. I'm excited because today we're going to talk about it. We're going to unedited. Authentic, so a little bit of the update to talk, you know, since I briefly mentioned it, a little bit of the update is just while I was being out sick and, you know, overviewing special guest schedules and everything that's going on, I really wanted to make sure that I shared the shift in our podcast format because y'all are doing this with me. So shout out to you guys. But I want to make sure that so that there's no pressure on special guests or on me, I want to make sure that I am having this podcast really, I'm intentional in making sure that it is working within the desires and the needs of what God has called me to do and how I'm supposed to be moving. So I'm going to shift the podcast format from just having regular special guests to solo episodes with me where we have occasional guests. And so that way special guests are the exception and not the expected norm. I feel like it's less pressure on everybody, especially me, and it'll still be awesome. I want to reassure you though that, you know, we'll have the continued authenticity, you know, the unedited nature of the podcast, and it's about empowering and listening. So shout out to you for going through, you know, my update. I appreciate it. I appreciate all of you. Now, today's episode, because we're talking about self-reflection, and I thought, you know, with the announcement of the transitioning from special guests to solo episodes, because y'all, this is a fear of mine because I'm out of my comfort zone. I figured through this, we can use that and talk about first so you have a personal experience of what I mean when I say empowering through self-reflection and just making that transition from special guests to myself. I had to do some self-reflection first. Let's be real. I am terrified of doing this podcast individually. One, because this is extremely out of my comfort zone. Two, I do not feel skilled, gifted, or equipped. So, you know, let's just be honest and transparent. This is out of my comfort zone. And so, you know, there, and with that, when I feel those things, then comes all the doubt. And y'all, I know the first like week I was sick, and it was a little bit crazy. And the weird thing was, I was the only one in the house that was sick, and nobody else got sick from me. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, you trying to do something? But then after I got sick, because I had that rest from not doing the podcast, fear creeps in, doubt creeps in. And, you know, I had to reschedule special guests. And then when it's time to reschedule, their schedule doesn't work. And so it just became, and then I got a little comfortable. I'm like, what? There's no pressure of me doing it. I'm like, oh, but I can't do it by myself. Because listen, this that's out of my comfort zone. And here comes that fear and that, you know, that doubt talk and all that stuff that the enemy likes to do. And so it was really a challenge for me. And I really had to take some time to just stop. You know, I had to be in my word. I had to really dig into my Bible. I had to really make sure I was listening to the messages from church and making sure that it was downloading into my spirit and that I was, you know, in my word, talking with God, reflecting with God, seeking God's wisdom and how I should be doing a thing. What should I be doing? How can I do this? What am I supposed to be walking in and the attitude and learning and, you know, cleaning out all that stuff? Because let's be honest. So first of all, when I say self-reflection, okay, what that really is in just layman's terms is it's just serious thought about one's character, actions, and motives. That's what self-reflection is. Just in case, listen, I don't ever want to assume. So self-reflection is really serious thought about one's character, actions, and motives. And I really had to make sure that I sat down and had some serious thought about my character, my actions, and my motives. Am I trying to be a quitter from what God has told me to do? No, of course not. No. But am I gonna quit? Even once I got better, even when the special guests couldn't be a special guest and their schedule changed, I could have continued the podcast. I could have. But if I'm being completely transparent, man, that fear kicked in. That I was like, ooh, no, this is not gonna be a good thing. And so it took a toll. Plus, then you have I had everything going on, everything else going on with life, and the enemy used everything that we had going on between wife, mom, blended family, work, school, you know, just all of it. It was so much going on, you know, it was like end of school and everything happening. It was really kind of like an appetite for resting and taking a break and not feeling overwhelmed. And it was like being burden free in regards to the podcast, if that makes sense, especially because it's out of my comfort zone. And doing this podcast, it's not like, ooh, yippee, I get to be on a microphone and do all that. No, I don't. Listen, y'all, I love y'all, but I don't be feeling like that when I'm doing this podcast. It started with a sense of anxiety. It started with a sense of, am I really equipped to do this? Is this something that is really going to help people? And is this really going to be something that empowers and encourages people? And I wanted to make sure also that it didn't burn me out or take away precious time from my family, and with everything going on, it's just a lot. And so I kind of had to think about, okay, well, what are my motives? I want to be obedient to God. So I just want to make sure that I'm still doing what I'm called to do, but not get burnt out, not give in to fear, not give in to the enemy's lies, not give in to, you know, just anything that's going to get me out of my purpose and what I'm supposed to be doing. So talking about that, you know, there are benefits to self-reflection. And, you know, some of the mental and emotional benefits to self-reflection are, let's be honest, you get an increased self-awareness. And then when you are really analyzing and going over it and you're reflecting, listen, oddly enough, you gain a confidence. At least I know I did. There's a confidence and understanding when your intentions, if I'm not out here to please everybody else, I mean, of course I want everybody to feel empowered and to be encouraged and to be enlightened and to feel blessed. But at the end of the day, I got to remind myself, listen, I'm not doing this for people's approval. I am doing this podcast because God has said, Christina, get it done. God has given me instruction and direction. And although it's outside of my comfort zone, I really want to be obedient. And so as I navigate and as I walk through this, I'm learning, I'm growing. I don't know where it's going, but I'm trusting and having faith. And so, you know, there are so many benefits to self-reflection because not only do you get the increased self-awareness and the confidence, but you get a chance to sit down with your thoughts, see the pattern that you do. You get a chance to hear the truth, read the word, let God's word remind you, you know, and I let it remind myself of who I am, who God's created me to be. It gives me an opportunity to shut down the enemy's voices, be able to distinct what voices I'm hearing. You know, am I hearing the enemy's voice? Am I hearing my voice? Am I hearing God's voice, Jesus' voice, Holy Spirit, and really listening to the right voice? Obviously, God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit are the only voices I want to be following. And so there are so many benefits in self-reflection. And then, you know, through those benefits, then you kind of get through the self-reflection, you get to understand and you get to look at internal and external validation. Why are you doing things? And the difference between internal and external validation is, am I seeking? Internal is me, let's be real. Me, God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. That's my internal validation. External validation is all you amazing, wonderful listeners, people outside of me, God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, and seeking that approval and that confidence. And I don't ever want to be in a position where I'm doing this podcast or anything based on the validation of others. My intent is to only do this podcast, having the authority and the validation from God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. I want to make sure that I am relying not on the praise or affirmation or how many listeners or how many times the episode was played, because like I've told y'all before, I'm not going to go check this dashboard. I'm not going to go count how many people are listening or what's going on. That's just, I feel like that's a dangerous place for me to be. I can't talk about everybody else, but, and I'm sure there are some people saying, that's not wise. Why won't you check to see your stats or how you can... Listen, I didn't start this podcast for stats. I didn't start this podcast for praise or listeners or followers. I started truly, wholeheartedly, only started this podcast out of obedience from what God had called me and given me direction to do. And let me tell you, do I feel unqualified? And is sure out of my comfort zone. But through this self-reflection, you know, I feel like there are three practical tips and, you know, to building confidence from within. And the first one being, I have to practice self-compassion. Like, I got to treat myself with kindness and understanding, especially when I'm making or facing those setbacks. Like when I got sick and when special guests couldn't come on because their schedules, and they have a lot. They're traveling, they're doing so many things. So instead of being overly critical, I had to recognize that, listen, I've got flaws. Things aren't going to go the way I planned, and it's okay to not be perfect. And I had to just make sure that I'm really speaking to myself, especially when I'm doing something that's out of my comfort zone, in a positive and encouraging manner. When I catch myself hearing the negative self-talk or the enemy's words and lies, I got to pause. I got to reframe my thoughts, and I got to do it as if I'm talking to like my best friend who needs support. When my best friend is hurting or going through something, I make sure that I shift and I'm there and I'm speaking life into her. I'm reminding her of who her identity is in God and that she is not what she is going through or her circumstances, but reminding her of who she is in God and the purpose, the promise, and the power that she has in doing what God has called her to do despite her feelings. And that's the way that I needed to talk to myself and build that confidence from within. And then I feel like another way, and a practical way to build that confidence, is setting and achieving just small goals. Like, building confidence, I feel like, comes from, you know, a series of small wins. So every little bit of action and step that I achieve, whether a short-term goal or a long-term eventually, as long as they're aligned with what God's called me to do and my purpose, each time that I accomplish one of these goals, it reinforces my belief. So using just the example of this podcast. Listen, even for this episode, I had to, because of how unqualified I feel and because of the long break that I had in between, just finishing the artwork for the episode, you know, the episode cover art, just making sure that the description and all that stuff gets done and lining it up and setting it up, that gave me a little bit of confidence to get to the larger goal of making sure I'm recording these episodes, making sure I'm doing the podcast and being obedient. And it really helps for me to manage the way I'm talking to myself, the goal that I need to complete, and just handling what has to get done. And, you know, being kind to myself. And then I feel like just regularly self-reflecting has been awesome. It's another great way to build confidence. And just reflecting on the experience. Sometimes I go day to day. Sometimes it goes week by week. And especially with this podcast, listen, I had to self-reflect week by week. And each week that I missed, I felt like, man, I'm not doing, I was so disappointed in myself. And I kept hearing the voice, Christina, well, you can do this by yourself. You don't always need to have a special guest. But I was like, oh, but I'm not equipped. Oh, but I don't know. Oh, but what if I this? But no, mm-mm. So I had to reflect and I had to look at both the positive and the negative to help me understand my strengths and areas for improvement. Like, I had to be real with myself. But I couldn't allow the negative and the doubt and the insecurity to stop me. I had to use it just to boost my awareness, my confidence, and just helping me provide the clear picture of progress, my capabilities, and look how far I'm going with my unqualified self is what I feel like. So, yeah, I just, you know, I encourage you, especially through getting that empowerment through self-reflection. I encourage you to build the confidence from within by practicing self-compassion, setting and achieving small goals, and just engaging in regular self-reflection. That way, you're boosting your confidence, like I said. Just even if you have to set aside, 30 minutes to an hour a day or a week, and just whether journal or sitting quietly and talking to God, praying, like asking God, hey, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing well? What can I improve? What am I supposed to be learning? Who am I supposed to be helping? All those things, and taking that time to self-reflect, it is powerful. It really, really is. And I think a big part of that too, when you do that, is identifying just common insecurities and fears. Like, I feel everybody, not just me, I feel everybody has insecurities and everybody has fears. And I feel a lot of us have those fears when we're stepping out of our comfort zone, and not just fears of, like, some people have fears of bugs or fears of water or fears of dark spaces. Yes, those are all very real fears, okay? I have, listen, I got a fear of my own that, we're going to pray about. I still don't even feel comfortable sharing my fears just in case someone tries to use it against me. But I want to make sure that I am clear, because we're talking about empowering through self-reflection, that I'm talking about the common insecurities and fears that people face when stepping out of their comfort zone, and so that we're allowed to reflect. And a lot of those fears and insecurities are, like I had mentioned before, failure, not feeling qualified, and, fear of failure, and what if nobody likes it, and not getting the affirmation or the praise. And so those are things that are real fears and real insecurities, and they need to be handled. They need to be tamed. It doesn't mean that they're not always going to be present or they're not always going to be there. But through self-reflection, I feel like we can get a handle on it, and we don't need to be controlled by those insecurities and those fears. And the greatest weapon I feel, and I believe that all people have against insecurities and fears, is the Word of God. Listen, I'm not trying to be religious. I'm not trying to be preachy. But man, when you start getting the Word of God into your spirit, into your mind, into your body, into your, identity, into your bones, when it's in there, listen, it don't matter what insecurity, fear, craziness, all that stuff is going on. God's word gives a certain type of power that is not of my own. And I feel like I can do anything with God, and I can overcome anything with God, when I'm not trying to handle it on my own. And so being in my word daily, being in God's word daily, being in my Bible daily, making sure that I really have a prayer life. And if y'all don't know what that looks like, that's regular conversation with God. Now listen, y'all, a conversation, it ain't like this podcast where I'm talking, but I ain't waiting to hear other people's responses in the moment, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm always eager and looking and excited to hear y'all's conversation. So please go to cphughes.com. Send me an email. Give me your conversations. Let me know, please, for real. But when we have a prayer life and we're talking with God, it makes such a huge difference when we sit there and listen and wait for what God is saying to us, what God is trying to download into us, what God is trying to show us, equipped us with. It's powerful. So having a prayer life, your prayer language, all of it, it's so, so important. And you do that and you get that by being in your word, being in the Bible regularly, daily. Like I can't, listen, y'all. I feel like we 16 episodes in. I can be transparent. Listen, I am only sane because of God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Let me say that again. I am literally, physically, metaphorically, emotionally, spiritually, all of it, however you want to talk it, claim it, say it, hear it, rephrase it, reframe it, whatever. I am only sane, alive, and blessed because of God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. I need to, on a regular basis, because I am a flawed individual. I am a, listen, ain't nobody perfect. Ain't nobody without sin. And so I need to cling, hold on to God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Like for real, for real. I am hanging on fingers and toes, teeth, everything. If I can hang on to robe, all of it, hug, squeeze, all of it. That's where I'm at. And I can't afford my mental space, my well-being, my health, mental, physical, emotional, all of it, spiritual, all of it. I can't afford to let go of God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Ooh, I'm telling you, because if I did, I'd be out here. Ooh, yeah, we ain't okay. Let's move on, because we don't need to talk about that. Ooh, let's keep going. Okay. Whew. Yes. So moving forward. So, you know, just the importance of recognize and embracing what you feel called to do, what you feel God has called you to do, what you feel is your purpose, embracing that. And you empower yourself through self-reflection, and you embrace that call when you do self-reflection. You're walking into your purpose and getting it done when you take the time to self-reflect. So you should feel empowered through self-reflection. And there are amazing, amazing things that come through that you can never imagine or think of when you trust the journey that you're on with God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. You remain focused despite the distractions and the enemy's lies and everything that goes on, and feeling, you know, when you feel like I like to say depleted, defeated, and discouraged. When I feel depleted, defeated, and discouraged, that is the most time when I need self-reflection. And I gotta be like, God. And when I say self-reflection, I don't mean self-diagnose. I don't mean, you know, start selfishly looking inward. I mean, I need to sit with God and reflect on who He's created me to be. How am I missing the mark? Am I aiming or seeking after God's righteousness, God's word, God's holiness? Am I tying my identity to God or to this podcast? Am I tying my identity to God or the praise and affirmation from other people? Am I tying my confidence to what the stats say or how things are going to turn out? Or am I tying it to God? And that's what I mean by self-reflection. And so y'all know I don't listen. I don't want to take up everybody's attention span and too much, but you guys are awesome. And I appreciate you for listening, for getting through this much, for walking alongside with me, for taking the time. And to recap, listen, empowering through self-reflection. It's awesome. It's amazing. You know, taking serious thought about your character, your actions, and your motives. And you know how I gave you the tips on how you can build that confidence from within. Practice self-compassion, set and achieve, you know, just small goals, and engage in self-reflection, whether it's daily or weekly. It's just sitting with God and doing that self-reflection. And again, I really want to thank you for tuning in, for listening. I'm excited and terrified, y'all, of every episode going forward. But I love y'all. I pray for y'all. But I am really doing this to be obedient. And my prayer is that even if just one person be empowered, encouraged, enlightened, and just blessed and strengthened, go after what you're trying to get done. Don't stop. Don't let the fear, don't let the doubt, don't let the enemy stop you from answering the call that God has on your life, from doing and achieving and going after your purpose. Don't. So I want to make sure that I give that. I encourage you, hey, reach out, come to cphughes.com, send an email, tell me in what ways you've been empowered through self-reflection, share it, invite others. And I thank y'all. You guys are awesome. Whew. Remember, go around, encourage someone, encourage yourself, empower someone. I appreciate y'all. God bless. Huge shout out to you for listening. If you enjoyed today's empowering talk, please follow, subscribe, or head over to cphughes.com to make a donation. Now remember, you're unique, so shine your unique light and do your part. Go empower someone.